Life's a game, the world's a stage, and we are merely role players, where theatrical people play role-playing games. I'm Matt Boothman, and I'm your compere for this studio season. Here on Merely Role Players, we improvise stories to entertain you, and of course to entertain ourselves. And we use role-playing games to keep the story going places even we can't see coming, because as theatrical people, we're all about maximising the drama. Our studio is where we experiment with different formats, different role-playing games, and different genres of story. And this season in the studio, we're bringing you a selection of games from the Ultimate Micro RPG book, edited by James D'Amato. Because micro RPGs are naturally pretty short and self-contained, every episode this season stands alone and tells a whole story, start to finish. So if you know anyone you think would enjoy what we do here, you could try pointing them to one of these episodes as a starting point. I think they're a nice little taster of how we do things. In the meantime, please take your seats in the studio. Tonight's production is about to begin. This episode, we are playing Wonders by Alex Flanagan, who is the keeper on the rather good Monster of the Week podcast, A Horror Borealis, as well as a designer of this game and others.
What a good name.
This is a game about making it big exactly once and the people along the way. We are going to play the best friends and members of the band Horse Elevator.
Yeah!
A noughties pop punk band who are sat around the table in their garage, ready to write their big hit. Let's meet the members of Horse Elevator.
Hi, I'm Strat. I'm going to be playing Jimmy Danger, the lead guitarist.
And what does being the lead guitarist mean for you?
Oh, yes, sorry. So he can only speak in sentences that start with the word I. So I'm going to be very opinionated. And my truth is making history.
I'm Ellie, and I'm going to be playing Pixie Dust, who is playing keys for the band, which means that she cannot approve lyrics without changing them. And her truth is having a good time.
Hello, my name is Josh. I am playing Sludge, our rhythm guitarist. And that rule means that I can't use words more than two syllables long.
Can't even say the word syllable.
Can't say syllable. My truth is honouring the greats.
Can't say honouring.
Honour the greats.
Hi, I'm Nat, and I'm going to be playing Spacey Stacey, the bassist, who can't speak unless spoken to.
Shh, Nat.
Okay. But my truth is changing the world.
We rolled randomly for all these roles. We didn't victimise Nat with this role.
Also, not being able to talk unless you're spoken to and you want to change the world.
Yeah.
And I am Matt, and I am playing Skinny Steve, who's on vocals in this band, which means that I can't answer questions directly. And Skinny Steve's truth is getting out of this town. We also each have a secret mantra, which is going to determine how satisfied we are with the lyrics that we're trying to write here. Horse Elevator is going to write their big hit, the thing that is going to launch them to stardom and make them famous. Everybody ready to go?
So yeah. Ready.
Let's rock. Do this.
We are in, it would usually be the drummer's garage, but this is an avant-garde noughties pop punk band that doesn't have a drummer.
Correct.
So maybe is the bassist's garage?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
The next biggest instrument?
I feel like she's not obviously offered it, though. It's like people know that she's got, like, parents who are rich enough to have a garage. It's not necessarily a big one, but we've got one, and we have junk in it rather than cars. So it's sort of been decided by committee that we're meeting in Stacey's garage.
All right, Horse Elevator. This is the day.
We are going to make history. We're going to write the song that's going to launch us all to stardom and get us out of this two-bit, two-platform town. So, instruments down. Why did you even bring yours?
I'm the lead guitarist. Obviously, I'm going to bring mine. My guitar is what's going to make this this song work, isn't it?
Well, you don't need it. This is all about the words. This is all about what I'm going to be singing.
Why did not you bring your music?
My music?
Yes.
I'm not. Look, we've got to write this together.
Answer.
I'm not one of those front people that's like taking over and like all of the creative in one person. You're not my band. We are a band. We are the band. All the music comes from all of us, not from me.
As long as we honour the greats, I don't care. Don't you agree, Stacey?
She's just going to make some little devil horns in response.
Somebody get us started. We need a first line.
I think this should be a song about having a good time. Because we don't have a good time stuck here, do we? Like, we're stuck here in her parents' garage, wanting to have a good time.
How could anyone have a good time in this town?
Well, let's find it. Let's write about, I think, we should write about where we would have a good time. Yeah. Where everybody has a good time.
Yeah, let's have a good time. This should be a fun process, guys. Does anyone want a beer?
I want a beer.
Great.
Yes, I would like a beer.
Stacey, do you want a beer?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, there you go.
I only drink spirits.
I have just one question to ask, and we'll start with Steve. I want to know, what is a good time for you?
I'll tell you what's a really shit time, is staying here in this town. All the things on offer in this town.
This is in...
bad. In poor taste. Come on, guys, this is supposed to be... punk rock, poppy punk pop, that is all about having a good time and telling people we're having a good time, right?
I agree.
We've got to talk about what a shit time looks like.
Yes.
For contrast.
I agree. For contrast. All right. Start sad and it should be about the despair.
First line. The council closed all the clubs.
Stacey's just going to do a little slow minor key riff on the bass, just to underline that.
So, the council closed all the clubs, and my heart is closed as well.
Is that first line, or is that two lines?
What do you think?
I like songs with short, sharp lines.
We'll be doing plenty of short, sharp lines on tour, don't worry.
Don't get ahead of yourself, Sludge.
Oh, Sludge.
We've got to get famous and get out of this town first. Fine. There's no good drug dealers in this town either.
Fine, two lines. I assume we all okay with that? No changes?
Gonna need to tweak it a little bit, I think. I think it's important to point out that the clubs that have been closed are cool. And that's why it's a big problem. Council sure. Closed all the cool clubs, right?
I agree. Stacey?
You're being very kind. I was just about to say Stacey just pulls a face and shrugs.
I don't want you locked out of the game.
I think I've decided, by the way, that Stacey is like Noodle and she's actually quite a young girl. just like preteen, big beanie hat.
Okay. Base is twice the size of her.
Yeah, big long hair.
Has been given a beer.
Yeah.
Look, we're just having a good time, Stacey.
What do you think, Stacey, of the lyrics?
Probably need work. I feel I say too much.
I think we can shorten them. I think that's possible. I would suggest the council shut down our fun.
And our hearts.
Is that a metaphor? I want to know if that's a metaphor.
Yes, it is.
What I want to know what it's for.
For my heart being broken.
I don't want this to be a love song. That's what it's for. I don't want this to be a love song.
It's an anti-love song.
I think that's still about love though, right?
But you need to start somewhere.
Bit soppy. This is our big statement. This is going to be our first big hit. We need to make it clear where we stand. Everyone does love songs and anti-love songs and heartbreak songs.
I agree.
We've got to make a big political statement with this.
I don't agree.
So you're saying it should just be a song about leaving town?
I do not think that.
That seems stupid.
I agree.
I agree.
Stacey nods.
I want this just to be about having fun. The most fun that anyone has ever had. I want this song to go down in history as the song that starts parties. When they signs a flag, it kickstarts parties. I want this song to be the first thing you listen to and the last thing before you leave.
But you need to start sad and low and despair before then reaching heights.
I will accept some level of progression. I won't have this become a really sad thing.
The council shut down all our fun. First line.
Fine.
Too long. Just council shut down our fun. Not all our fun.
Council shut down our fun.
Stacey points in an approving way.
I think we should vote.
Fine. No, I'm good.
Aye.
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 Yeah, all agree. Great.
First line. Done. Council shut down our fun.
Now leave me alone.
I can't listen to that. No.
What?
No.
Why not?
I think we've set up the bad. We go straight to the good. Council sat down our fun. Let's make our own.
Let's make our own. On our own. Let's make our own on our own.
I think that's too much own.
Fine, so just do my bit and ignore your bit.
I think we want to be more, let's like get more like fighty about it. Like they shut down our fun, so what are we going to do to them?
Yeah, fuck them up.
Yes. I like it.
Otherwise,
like it
just sounds like we're moving from one town to another.
What do you think, Stacey?
Stacey's going to be nodding and is like making a fingers round each other gesture to be like, yeah, change it up, change it up.
I don't want anyone to feel excluded though. This fun has to be for like this party. This is for everybody.
Yeah, we can get onto that in a bit. Yeah. But like, let's just go only, in with a fight line now.
It's only the second line so far. We'll get to party. That's the chorus.
I just worry we're going to be focusing on the council. And while what they've done is shit, and I think we can all agree they're shit, I don't think anyone sells songs by singing about councils.
Council shut down our fun. Burn them down, get out of town.
Leave me alone. Done.
That's very long.
That could be the next line.
Yeah?
Shut them down, burn them up. What you said.
Burn them down, get out of town.
Burn them down, get out of town.
I want to know what we do once we're out of town. Are we suggesting parties?
We'll get there in... We'll get there. Don't worry. We'll get there.
I want parties.
Vote.
Burn them down, get out of town.
Hang on, no. Let's just hang on a sec. Maybe
all
just
right,
a little,
all right,
little
Pixie,
tweet.
All right.
What about just adding a yeah? Or so. So burn them down, get out of town. Like so, you can just clear link, and we could do it to like shout it like.
That's clever.
Burn them down.
Let me try it. Council shut down all our fun, so burn them down, get out of town. Yeah.
Stacey's going to put her hand out and shake her head.
Stacey, you get what I was
Stace,
saying.
Stacey, what is it, Stace?
The next line is just so riff. And then you get the next one.
Oh.
Is the rage.
I get to play the riff?
You're lead.
I'm happy.
Maybe just a slight little bit. So rather than just so as the next line, it's so what? And we'll do it like as a little exchange chorus, you know?
Angry.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
Line one's locked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Line two, so what?
Yeah.
Does sound like we don't care about.
No, because we answer it, don't we? So what was it, Stacey? The one after that goes, so what? And then it's the.
And then it's the.
Burn them down, get out of town.
Yeah.
So I agree with two. Three needs work, but we can get to that.
So
we'll
vote
at you in approval.
Vote for two.
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
Hang up.
Yep.
Three. Burn them down, get out of town.
Burn them
Nothing
down,
wrong with
get
it.
Out of
I
town.
Don't. I don't like it.
Why?
Well, I think we're spending all this time getting out of town and not enough time getting to where we have fun.
We need to travel there first, you dimwit.
Burning down the council is fun.
Hmm,
it's
I
not.
Agree. I agree.
Burning is fun. Being left alone is fun. We need to focus on that.
I don't think being left alone is fun. I think everyone together having a party, getting fucked up is fun.
How about we change it to burn them down, fuck up the town?
Yeah.
Because then, like, it's open to interpretation, isn't it? Like,
so then there's no one left and I'm on my own.
Yeah, well, so, but like I said, it's art, isn't it? So it's open to interpretation. So it could be you're saying fuck up the town, like have a big party, or you could be saying fuck up the town, like I want to sit on my own and cry. Whatever, like you'd get to choose, don't you?
We are. I like that if we get a really upbeat riff behind it.
I'm all right with that.
Stacey's pulling faces, but when you say
I want to hear from Stacey.
I just think, you know, there's a lot of anarchy going on, which I know is our vibe, but like, what if instead of suggesting burning them down and fucking off, what if, excuse my language, sorry mum, what if we suggest getting in there and breaking it down from the inside, like the true anti-establishment, and making the council fun from the inside?
I love that. Have a party in the council building.
No.
I think we turn the council buildings into a club.
Too much council. Why are we writing a song about the council?
I don't think we are. We talk about council.
Yeah.
We burn it down. We build a party from the ashes.
We're leaving town. So that's the point.
So line three, we're still burning them down.
Yeah.
I can get on board so long as we party in the ashes.
I can get on board with partying in the ashes. Line three, burn them down, fuck up the town, is what we got right now.
Yeah. Agreed on line three?
I
vote, but if we don't get to partying soon...
We'll have a party, then an after party to be left alone.
I actually think party in the ashes is a good line. You said it a few times.
Yeah. I like it. Mm-hmm. So writing. I think let's party in the
you
ashes.
You just say I like it.
I like it. I like it.
Sounds like I like it.
Yeah, that's not very punk, loser. Is it? Wimp. I like it.
I like it.
Jimmy Danger, like it.
Stacey's going to raise her eyebrow and just as well.
I can hate you a lot sometimes.
I should play lead on this track.
Stacey's just going to put her hand on your shoulder and shake her head.
I know more than three chords.
I know you don't.
I know four.
Nod.
Anyone want another beer?
Another beer.
Hand out for beer.
Yeah. I want
Stacey,
beer.
There you go. Yeah. Do you want a beer?
I told you I only drink spirits.
Yeah.
Clear ones for preference. Got any mascara thinner?
I want Steve to read back the next line.
Party in the ashes.
I think it could be better.
Stacey will add another riff at the end of it.
I want to hear from Stacey.
That's all it needs to be. Just add a bit of a riff after the end of it. Keep it short and sweet.
I don't understand.
Of course you don't.
We got long, short, long, short. Council shut down our fun. So what?
Riff.
Burn them down. Fuck up the town. Party in the ashes. Riff.
Yeah, that's good.
What about we make it like a really good time by having a let's go thrown in there? So like party in the ashes. Let's go.
I like it.
Yeah?
I like it. I think let's go sounds like let's go have a party.
Yeah.
I like parties.
Right, great.
So is let's go the fifth line or is it part of the fourth line?
Yeah,
it's part of fourth.
No, I want that.
Shake's head.
Yeah, no.
I thought you said we should add it to the end of four.
Yeah, I did.
Stacey's going to hold up.
That means one less riff for you.
I disapprove.
Yeah. Line five.
Line five, let's go. So line four, party in the ashes. Approved?
Yeah. Approved.
I'm not sure about that one.
Well... Got majority, sorry. We can't have total unanimity on every single...
Doesn't matter, Pixie. We won't be able to hear you anyway over the sound of the guitars.
I'll just turn up my amp then.
Next line.
Line five, let's go.
I want to circle back to line five.
What?
Steve.
What?
We've approved.
We haven't approved five yet. We haven't
line five.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
As long as let's go means let's go out of this town.
Let's go, our hearts are broken.
We've had our party in the ashes, now we're getting out.
Need to move on because of how we feel in our hearts.
I can't let that stand. That can't be all the party in this song. The party's just started. This is going to be an epic party.
We haven't finished yet, Danger.
Also...
I just heard you say, party's over, let's go.
No, not party's over. It's just let's go. Like, let's... We're going to have a party in the ashes. Let's go.
I know that's what you're saying.
We've got to honour the greats. Let's go.
Let's go. Party.
I love it.
Stacey's going to point.
No.
Like, I love it. I love it.
No.
I love it. Vote on Let's Go Party.
Let's Go Party. Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
I think Let's Go is better.
Mm. Let's Go is better. It's quicker. Let's go! Na 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 na. Let's go party where we'll have fun and drink lots of drink. Like, it's too long.
I didn't say that. She didn't say that. He didn't say that. No one said that.
That's how it's extended.
Stacey, what are you saying?
Line 5, let's go. Line 6, party, riff.
Party, 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 party.
I don't think we can have... Ooh. I like it. Lots of parties.
So let's go, line 5. Let's agree that.
Yes. Done. Line 6.
I liked...
Something about
party. Party, 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 party.
How many times have we talked about party?
Party,
it's all this song is.
Party, party, party. Tory party. Burn them too.
Yeah, I'm all up for the more like burning authority. Sounds excellent.
You get me, pixie dust.
I'm on it. I like it.
Makes no sense otherwise.
Yep.
Agreed.
I just want to make sure it's clear enough that we're having a party and we're burning down the Tory party. Those
Do you think it's clear
are two separate
it's
things?
It's a play on words, isn't it?
How is it?
Party. I don't... It's a play on party. Like a political party, but also a like rager.
I get that. But is there anything, Pixie, you reckon we could change about this line to make it more clear we both want to have a good time at a party and fuck up the Tory party?
Stacey, you got any ideas?
Just say party once.
We've already said party several times.
So cut some.
Several times.
I think also...
We're not cutting lines times. We've agreed on.
No. Let's go. Line 5. Line 6. Party. Silence. Then, Tory party. Burn them down. Is the next line.
I think these lines are getting quite short. I don't think you can call a single word lyric a lyric.
This is going to be our song too. This is going to be like a 90-second single that goes by in a flash and leaves a huge impression on everyone.
So the fewer vocals, the better, is what you're saying.
Stacey's going to agree with a blistering bass drum.
Agreed. Yeah. The less that we hear you, Steve.
I am the face better. Of this band.
You are. You don't have to be the voice, though.
Stacey's going to hold out a tambourine towards you.
Go on, Ringo. Pick it up.
Get that out of my face.
I'd like to see him try. I don't think he can play anything.
Nice one, Likey.
I'm all right with short lines because I can shout them in like the pop punk way. But as long as there's some longer ones in there that I can sort of get my teeth into and like really connect with the crowd.
So let's move on to the next one. We sing from the heart. I think everything is dead and rotten to the core. Leave me alone. I want to rot alone. Summon along those sorts of lines.
Is line 6 still just party?
I can't...
Too short.
Agree. Get rid. With that. I think party, 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 party was good. That was an appropriate amount of parties. I don't think one party is good enough. I think there's something in the here's a party, there's a party, this is a good party, that's a bad party. Let's replace the Tory party with a... fucking rocking, fucking good time party.
What about, all right, something like, we didn't vote for the Tory party, this is the party we want. What's he talking about? Like, this is the part, we want this party.
I do want that
not
party.
Not the Tory.
I
party.
Don't want that party. Yeah.
Bit of a political segue about, like, having a good time rather than voting for Tories.
So, party in the ashes, let's go, have a party we voted for.
I don't think parties are fun if you vote to have them.
No, just say, we didn't vote for the Tory party, this is the party we want.
Bit of a longer line, like it.
That's what you want.
I can connect with the audience on that.
I like it. We end up at a party, great.
Yeah, we didn't vote for the Tory party. Brings a bit of gloom and sadness like you want, doesn't it, Sludge?
They ripped our hearts out.
Exactly.
Tore it to shreds.
Exactly.
Everyone dies alone. Leave me be.
Line 6.
Sorry, I was just thinking out loud.
We didn't vote for the Tory party. This is the party we want.
Yeah,
line 6.
Agree.
Agree.
Right. Puts her hands up.
Right. Now we need to bring the tone down a bit.
What? Talk about knobs and stuff?
Yes. Love is dead. Knobs are best.
Come on, we're back to the things that everybody sings about.
What, like parties?
I think everyone likes partying.
No, I don't.
I think everyone fun likes partying.
Fair enough.
I want to know what you think, Skinny Steve. Where do we go next?
Stacey, what do you think?
I think, what if we let the audience sing for a bit? Get them saying party. Get a riff going.
I like involving other people.
What about the single version, though?
Yeah, we need lyrics in order for them to sing along.
What about drugs?
Drugs. Painkillers.
What about drugs?
Drugs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it a lot.
Like, really get that, like, party, like, fun time.
Yeah.
Atmosphere going, but you could add a bit of darkness.
Mellow drugs. Drugs to soothe the soul.
I like uppers.
I know you do. I've got some with me. Yeah.
I'll have a few now.
Now?
So, take a fistful of pills.
And party. I think that follows with and party all night.
And do what you want.
But drugs... The thing about drugs is they're like the opiate of the masses and they keep us all asleep.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're sleeping. Good.
I think you're taking
the wrong
drugs.
Talk about sleeping.
We're not... Even the uppers... They keep you thinking about your dick
You're doing it wrong.
Instead of all the things we should be thinking about.
I want to know more about what you think those things are.
What is it with you and the drugs?
Drugs are good. Leave them alone.
I like partying and drugs.
There is a minor in the room. Stacey, are we going to get in trouble with your mum for talking about this?
I mean, she is listening in, but she don't care.
Look. Stacey's mum's cool.
Stacey's mum.
I'm sure I saw her.
Stacey's
mum. I think Sludge might like that recommendation.
No, Sludge don't like nothing.
Stacey's mum likes us do drugs.
Downers.
Catchy title.
Right, come on, 9-7.
I would like to hear what we've got so far.
Yes.
Council shut down our fun. So what? When are you? Burn them down, fuck up the town, party in the ashes, let's go. We didn't vote for the Tory party, this is the party we want.
That's really good.
That is quite good.
I think we should work out the guitar bits.
I think it's still not coming through clearly enough that we've got out of town. We burnt the council down, we had a party in the ashes, let's go. Okay, let's go, but where did we go?
Why don't we do a bit about like driving to the edge of town and taking a load of drugs?
Mm-hmm.
Like joyriding, right?
We steal a car, drive all night.
Yeah,
don't matter where we go.
Yeah.
I like it, except we should go to a party.
Yeah, but like the car becomes the party, doesn't it? Because you just get all your like your drugs and your booze and that in the car, and then you've got like mobile party.
I can see having a car party. I can see that.
Stacey loves a car party, don't you, Stacey?
How can we incite revolution and overthrow the status quo?
Good question.
If we are not compos mentis and off our heads on drugs?
Well, we've already burnt down the council.
Mm.
That's a big, you know, tick that off for the night.
Yeah, take that, local government.
I think you get smashed in the morning, you'll have had a realisation of what we need to actually do to take down the corrupt systems that oppress us. That we do that and then we have another party.
The current line doesn't actually talk about drugs yet. All we've got is steal a car, drive all night, don't matter where we go.
Okay,
so I'm all right with it.
That's our intent. Yeah. Then move on.
I just think we should make it drive through the night, not all night.
I like it.
Yeah, because it's like got that travelling.
I'd like to put something about like the music we're listening to.
Well, could you do that next line?
Next line.
Okay.
Yeah? So,
steal a car, drive through the night, don't matter where we go.
Yeah, I agree.
Stacey?
All
right.
I think it matters where we go.
Well, we've got majority vote.
4-5. And you're only a child anyway.
I want to hear it about music now. I want steal a car, drive through the night, don't matter where we go.
Volume high, mood is down.
Listen
to the radio.
Volume high, it's kicking off. Listen.
Volume
like
high,
radio.
Volume wanna, high, mend our hearts.
Do you want to name an artist on the radio?
We don't want to give others.
Not like one of the greats.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Springsteen.
Very pop punk.
Drive all night like the boss.
Springsteen on the radio.
What about the?
I could go with Drive All Night Like a Boss.
Yeah, then it's like a reference.
Yeah.
I like so we drive all night like a boss.
Well, we've got drive through the night in the previous line.
Yeah. Oh.
Feel like a boss?
What I've got so far is volume
we are,
high.
We are the boss.
It starts with volume high.
I like volume high.
Volume high.
I like so volume high.
Moods are low.
Volume high, we're the boss.
Moods are low. We're the boss, moods are low.
Or maybe we're making like a volume high, like drugs getting high reference.
We're coming down from the party. So we're down while we're in the car.
Things are getting serious.
I don't want things to get serious. I don't want us to come down from the party. The party's got to go on.
We're serious. We're on our way. Yes. We're going where we need to get to do what we need to
do.
What?
I don't like that.
Where are we going? Where are we going and what are we doing? We're just having fun.
We'll get to that.
No fun yet. Time to think in car.
What are you suggesting the line is then?
Can't remember. Too much beer. You wrote it down.
Wrote volume high.
Volume high.
Too many drafts since then.
Yeah. Volume high. We're the boss now. Moods are low.
I like everything time to think. Other than moods are low. I don't want... This shouldn't be a downer.
Time to think. I think we should be
time
thinking.
Time to think.
Volume high. Time to think.
We're the boss.
But volume high. I like we're the boss as well.
Volume high. We're the boss. Time to think.
Stacey doesn't like it.
She's doing the hand gesture with her fingers again, like switch it around. The volume high, time to think. Mm. We're the bosses now. Has a better scansion.
Yes.
I agree, except volume high, time to drink. We're the bosses now. Party. Yeah.
No. We vote?
Stacey's pulling a face at that.
We got.
I think we should vote on the drink. Eyes for the
what
drink.
About volume high, have a drink? We're the boss now.
Yes, I like that. I like that.
Okay, so we're voting either time to drink or time to think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all happy with the rest, right? Volume high, time to think or drink.
Yeah.
We're the bosses now.
Yeah.
We're all right with the rest.
Yeah.
Just, I am all right with
the rest. So votes for time to think.
Stacey, raise your hand.
They have it.
Three eyes.
Yes. Excellent.
I hate thinking.
Excellent.
Same. No one had a good time by thinking.
I agree. On to next.
Stace. You've been coming up with some good ideas. What's next? Start us off.
Well, now at this point, I feel like we really need to bring the crowds on our side, whether they are in person or on the radio or in the club. So this has got to be a proper pull everyone into the revolution moment, I think.
Pistols out.
Yeah, bring some guns
like
in there.
Like the Sex Pistols. Mm. The greats.
If we're
referencing the Sex Pistols, then pistols out means something a bit different.
It's art. It does not matter.
I don't think that's true.
Are we intending for this to be a global... I don't know. You turned away from me. I shouldn't be speaking right now.
I want to make history, Stacey.
I think if we want to make history, then this has got to be a global phenomenon. And if we're hoping to make it big in the States, then pistols out. It's a bit of an inflammatory message right now.
I want because I want punk global. Is not about inflaming, right?
No, because having guns out and murder is the establishment in America. The anti-establishment will be getting rid of the guns.
How about make some noise?
Yeah.
I like noise.
Reference quiet, right? Honouring the greats.
Yeah.
I like noise.
Make
noise
some noise.
Fun. Noise is fun. Noise.
Make some noise.
Hollow heart after that?
No.
I don't think so.
Hollow heart, make some noise. As in there's nothing in our hearts. Does not matter about the noise.
I think it does matter about the noise, because you've got to have music at parties.
Yeah, it's also a good point to be like, make some noise and then throw to the crowd at our live shows. I think that's going to be really cool.
I like that. Mm. Make some noise.
Make
some noise.
Same rhythm. Make some noise. Make some noise. Cocktail hour.
I'm sorry.
What?
You all wanted drinking stuff in there.
Yeah.
Cocktail hour.
I can't see that.
Stacey is pulling the biggest stank face.
Cocktails during guns? No.
Stacey has something to say.
Oh no, I was just pulling a face.
Cocktail. I agree
I
with the face.
Stupid.
Guns are the weapon of the establishment. Stacey's right on that. Cocktails are the weapon of the revolution.
Are they?
Are they just for posh people?
Fire cocktails, maybe.
Molotov cocktails. You're getting me.
I think we need to be specific.
Yeah.
Because I didn't.
I'm just trying to, you know, bring my truth to this song while also letting all of you have your drink chat in the lyrics.
Yeah.
Not very punk, though, is it? Cocktails.
But most of cocktails are.
People realise.
Yeah, but people maybe won't realise.
Yeah, that's why.
I think maybe that we could have a juxtaposition between some sort of actual drink and then Molotovs. Like, we don't have to say cocktail. I'd like to hear what you think of juxtaposition sludge.
What about them? I know what it means.
I would like to hear you explain it to me.
Okay, that word that you have said.
I don't remember which word. Which was it?
Well, then you should stop drinking so much.
I will never do that.
Is line 9 just make some noise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stacey nice.
Yeah, I think so.
Or
I've got some cocktail ideas for the next one, though.
It's about like making some noise to wake people up and make sure that the establishment pays attention.
How about make some noise twice? You sing make some noise, then we all reply make some noise. When we do it live, the crowd sing back at us.
I love that idea. Everyone involved. Perfect.
I think just throw a yeah in the middle. Make some noise. Yeah, make some noise.
I like it.
Stacey is nodding enthusiastically.
I could do a yeah. Make some noise, yeah, make some noise.
Yeah. It's that cocktail thing you're talking about. What about like saying, it's cocktail time, mine's a Molotov.
Ooh.
I like that word.
They drink cocktails, we chuck them.
Yeah.
I mean, we're meant to be at a party. Is it going to be like, they drink cocktails, so we're going to like blame the people at the party? Because everybody at a party has to have fun.
We crash their party. They have a posh party with cocktails. We crash their party with our own.
I am happy crashing another people's party, so long as once that is crashed, we build our own party on the ruins. Which is a theme, because we did that earlier in the song.
Mm.
So I like the idea that we're crashing parties, making better parties, moving somewhere else, fucking up that party, having a better party.
Yeah.
What was your original line for this, Pixie?
I can't remember now.
Was it cocktail hour, mine's a Molotov?
Yeah, but if we're going for the crashing thing, what about crash their cocktail party, mine's a Molotov?
Or mine's on fire, a bit more snappy.
No.
I don't think that works without the Molotov.
You've got
too many words, though.
Crash the cocktail party. Mine's a Molotov. That's fine.
Are you suggesting that I couldn't pull that off? I've got the verbal dexterity.
I just don't think it fits in with the rhythm so far. Make some noise. Make some noise. Let's go do a cocktail party. Here's my cocktail
on fire. That's not the line, is it? Crash the cocktail party, mine's a Molotov.
Do you need to stop drinking, Sludge?
No, never.
Do you want another beer?
Agreed on crash the party.
Yeah. I like crash to the start. Party.
Well, but do you have to say cocktail party, though? Because otherwise the Molotov joke won't work.
It's not a joke.
Or whatever, lying, wordplay.
I think it's a pump.
Just trying to enjoy myself here, guys.
Stacey's going to start, like, making hand gestures for, like, grabbing drinks instead.
Raid the bar?
What do you mean? Like,
your cocktails. Mine's a Molly.
Yeah, but then we're being, what, are you spinning off
drugs.
The high?
I like that.
Drugs.
But what about the crashing the party of all the rich people?
Next line.
Burn it down.
Okay, yeah.
Burn it down. We start again.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm. Final line.
So wait, the party again.
So wait, what's 10th line now?
crash the party. Crash
well, Stacey said, grab your cocktails or something.
Grab your cocktails, mine's a Molly. Next line, crash the party, Tory's folly.
I would question finishing our punk song on the word folly.
So what's wrong with having a bit of vocabulary in there?
I don't think Steve can sing it.
Oh, hey.
Do you think you can sing it, Steve?
Do I think I can sing the word folly so that it rhymes with Molly? What do you think?
I think we should go back to crash the cocktail party, but like, because you said, like, Molotov's quite long, so mine's a Molly. Just,
yeah.
So then it addresses everyone's issues. go crash the cocktail party. Mine's a Molly.
Mine's a Molly.
Yeah. Everyone cool will know what that means.
We're cool.
I'm cool.
I'm very cool.
Crash the cocktail party, mine's Molly. I feel like we could be misinterpreted as this all being about drugs.
That's
instead
fine.
Of about being fireballing the government.
All the best pop songs sound like they're about drugs.
I think leaving Wiggle Room is all right.
Crash the cocktail party, mine's a Molly.
Yeah. Stacey? Yes.
Approved.
What? We started talking about what's next. Was there a next bit?
I think it's like, the folly. Music's on, I'm off my trolley. No, that's shit. I want...
Does it have to rhyme?
I don't think anything's rhymed so far, has it? So no.
But burn it down. Because we've just said, mine's a Molly. Throw it high.
What about something exciting about like how arson's really fun? Like about fire, proper like fire focus.
I like burn it down.
Flames.
Because we've had burn it down earlier in the song, haven't we? Mm. Oh, flames, that's nice.
Flames.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Flames up
reach
high.
Higher. But I've got burn it down so far. Burn.
What about flames leaping high and like while we're getting high?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flames are high and so are we.
So am
on
I.
On drugs.
Yeah.
So am I. Flames
yeah, yeah,
are high
yeah.
and so am I.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The crowd can sing that back at us. Flames are high and so am I.
Yeah.
But Stace's version of this line had the Tories in it.
Yeah.
So?
Didn't it, Stace?
Stace is just staring at you thoughtfully. What if instead, after we've lifted our cocktails high, instead of getting all wordy and complicated with it, we just have a big communal primal scream?
Honouring the greats, primal scream.
Right?
I mean, I suppose so. Is that really a lyric?
I like it if it sounds like a crowd going wild at a party.
Or the scream is from your heart, which is dead.
Yeah.
Scream!
I mean, if that's how you're feeling at a party, so be it.
What was the previous line that we've agreed on?
Crash the party. Crash the cocktail party, mine's a Molly.
What about we go with that flames getting high and so am I, and then put in the primal scream?
Flames are high and so am I. Scream! Now scream!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say now scream.
I like
scream.
That. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually
fun
a line.
For party
yeah.
and also sadness.
Yeah, yeah. Gets the
two
crowd
meanings.
Going.
Two meanings.
So, 11th line. Flames reach high and so am I.
Flames are high.
Are high.
Yeah. And so am I.
Mm-hmm. So,
I think we should
now
vote.
Scream. Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, definitely that one, yeah.
All right.
We're about to lose it.
And... last line, now scream.
Yeah.
And the audience all screams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like it because we could have an extended scream and an absolutely like shredding guitar solo at the end to play us out while the crowd just goes wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Punk.
Stacey?
Devil horns.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Write it down, mouthpiece.
I don't think you should talk to him like that.
All right. Fingers. Plectrum.
No, I've heard him
I don't think you should speak to him like that.
I've heard him called fingers before.
What did you call me?
Last line. Now scream. Are we in accordance?
Yes.
Alright.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Legends.
The council. No. Council.
Yeah.
Shut down our fun. So what? Burn them down, fuck up the town, party in the ashes, let's go! We didn't vote for the Tory party, this is the party we want. Steal a car, drive through the night, don't matter where we go.
Yeah.
Volume high, time to think. We're the bosses now. Make some noise, yeah, make some noise. Crash the cocktail party, mine's a Molly. Flames are high and so am I, now scream.
Yes!
And per the rules of Wander, the game...
Per the rules? Of this very rock and roll game.
Yeah, all about the rules.
The game is won if you complete all the lyrics with at least one original band member remaining. Nobody quits!
Nobody quits!
You were too concordant.
Mm. I had one left to go.
I also had one left to go.
Mm.
So, Horse Elevator's first song,
mm-hmm.
this one we just wrote, the historic moment where they wrote this in the garage, this song took off. It was a huge hit. People were partying to it all through the noughties. We never made another song. Where did all the band members end up?
I think Jimmy Danger spent all his money on flying people around the world or putting them on trains and boats or whatever to get them to the best party spot and just having a party with everybody all the time, and just kind of did that for 20 years and forgot even that he was in a band, which may be part of the reason why there weren't that many hits afterwards, because he just didn't show up.
Skinny Steve got out of town so effectively that he was never seen again.
Oh.
Skinny Steve just got out of town and disappeared.
Okay.
Sludge burnt all his money in a flaming bonfire and then moved to Berlin in a one-bed, cold, dark apartment. Spent his time writing sad poetry.
Spacey Stacey went to school. Finished year 11, passed her GCSEs, took politics at A-level, did pretty well, went to university, and then I think she ended up sacking it all in, like studied politics, and then decided actually that the best way to do it was she started running silence wellness retreats.
Wow. Pixie Dust did the sort of festival circuit and then the university tour circuit as a one woman singing this song.
Did you come to my university?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Got you up on stage. Stacey! Just in a long quest to just have a good time all the time. But in doing so, committed a lot of crimes. And is now in prison.
Amazing.
What was everybody's mantra that they were trying to hew to?
This might shock you all, everybody, but mine was everyone likes parties, so everyone's invited.
Nice. Pixie's was crime is cool.
Sludge's was love is false, leave me alone.
Stacey's was silence speaks louder than words.
Nice.
And Skinny Steve's was firebomb the government.
They sort of
buried
together
with the local council.
Yeah, yes.
They came together relatively well.
Yeah.
We all got a bit of everything.
Yeah, yeah,
we
did.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, not too much tension. Nobody left the band.
No.
Yeah.
We win.
Woo!
All right, lovies. It's me, Matt, your usual compere and lead singer for this episode. I hope you've enjoyed this selection of micro games from the Ultimate Micro RPG book. If you have, find Merely Role Players on Instagram or Tumblr, or look us up on Podchaser, and throw us a rose emoji on the episode that you like the best. Or even better, leave us a review on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Now that we're done with this set of microgames, we are closing our studio space while we develop the next studio production. And in the meantime, we'll be reopening the main house for the continuation of Vigil, our ongoing Monster of the Week game. We'll take next week off. You won't get an episode next week. And then we'll be back the week after that with Act 1 of Vigil Dream Big, starring Dave as Mick, the mundane, Helen as Melody, the constructed, and Strat as Briar, the monstrous, or we should really say, the mischievous. The studio production that's going to come after Vigil Dream Big is actually already recorded, and so is the main house production that'll come after that. And if you're interested in all of that sort of stuff that we've got coming up, if you want to know what to expect over almost the rest of the next year, then you need to be getting our newsletter at buttondown.email/foggyoutline. Stay tuned now for the credits, and we'll see you again in the main house in a couple of weeks for Vigil Dream Big. This has been a studio production from Merely Roleplayers, starring Natalie Winter, Josh Yard, Strat, Ellie Pitkin, and me, Matt Boothman. Strat planned this season, I edited and produced this episode, and our theme music is by Alexander Pankhurst, inspired by Horse Elevator. We were playing games by Keith Baker and Jen Ellis, Jen Martin, Alex Roberts, Shana Germain, Joey Baranko, and Alex Flanagan, all published in The Ultimate Micro RPG Book, edited by James D'Amato and available from all good booksellers. Merely Roleplayers is a Foggy Outline production in association with Blackshaw Theatre Company. Until next time, if drama be the food of life, play on!